Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Today in Business from Wired.
A chaotic crypto launch reveals how hard it is to beat Ethereum. When Aptos rose from the ashes of Meta's Diem digital currency project, it aimed to be the fastest crypto network. Instead, it just angered its fans. By Joel Khalili. On October 19th, the day after Aptos released the tokens for its new blockchain, frustrated messages flooded the company's support channel on Discord. Aptos, which was born from the wreckage of Meta's Diem digital currency project, had been hyped up in crypto circles as a Solana killer. Soon after its unveiling, it was clear something had gone wrong. People complained they were unable to cash in on Aptos's token airdrop, a process that rewarded early supporters with the chain's native cryptocurrency, APT. Their anxiety was made worse when Aptos temporarily disabled its Discord page on the day of the airdrop, a move the company said was aimed at stopping scammers. When the drop time came, I was supposed to receive 300 APT tokens worth almost $3,000, but I didn't receive any, says Sasha Polyakov, one of the many asking for help. He says he's ready to provide the necessary materials to demonstrate his eligibility, but support is ignoring all messages. There were two ways to qualify, either by completing an application to help with a network stress test, or by minting a commemorative Aptos NFT. Polyakov did the former, but people in both camps say they have been left empty-handed. Other community members may have missed out on even larger portions of the $185 million prize pool, depending on their level of involvement. A week later, Polyakov says he is still unable to claim his reward. Aptos and other competitors, including Solana, Polkadot, and Avalanche, are trying to outrun the Ethereum network, which only processes roughly 15 transactions per second, or TPS. Ethereum had a head start, but its slow upgrade cycle has created an opening for competitors. Their objective is to match the performance of traditional payment networks operated by MasterCard and Visa, the latter of which claims to be able to reach 65,000 TPS at full throttle. However, this ambition has not been borne out in practice. In the days since Aptos went live, the blockchain has reached nowhere near its maximum level of performance. At the time of writing, the network is recording only 18 TPS, only marginally better than Ethereum, much to the amusement of crypto Twitter. "Wow, what a massive leap forward for the space," said one skeptic, writing under the username R89Capital on launch day. "Aptos is broken," wrote another, who goes by the name Paradigm Engineer number 420. It wasn't just the performance of the network that attracted smirks. The value of the APT token also fell significantly in the hours after trading began, meaning that community members were left with even less value for their efforts. There is some debate over the degree of the fall due to differences in the time the first transactions were recorded, but aggregator site CoinGecko, which claims to have recorded its first trade just 3 minutes after APT was listed on exchanges, had the token at 50% down, from $13.73 to $6.75. Other community members have attacked Aptos for its failure to release the tokenomics, a description of the distribution of tokens, how they will function, and when they will be released into circulation, ahead of the launch date, which is considered bad form. It's a little like asking someone to enter into a contract without first setting out all the terms. Despite these problems, Aptos CEO Mo Sheikh dismisses much of the criticism of the launch. The mainnet launch has gone better than expected for a brand new network. The network released close to 3 million transactions and peaks of over 100 TPS in just under 2 days, he says. This TPS figure is higher than the performance of some rival networks, but lower than Solana's, which currently hovers around 4,500 TPS. Sheikh says the priority now is to ensure developers are supplied with everything they need to begin building applications on top of Aptos. Only then will we see the impressive transaction numbers the Aptos blockchain is built for, he claims. Aptos is backed by heavyweight VCs like Andreessen Horowitz, FTX Ventures, Coinbase Ventures, and Binance Labs. Although the specifics of the most recent funding round were not made public, one Bloomberg report pegged its valuation at $4 billion. These VC backers are each set to gain a proportionally large volume of tokens according to the tokenomics Aptos eventually published. Developers and private investors will be handed a combined volume of 32.48%, raising questions about whether this could skew the economics of the network. Although VCs and developers can't offload any tokens for at least a year and can't access their full allocation until 2026, this protection does not apply to staking rewards, equivalent to interest payments. In theory, Aptos backers could earn large sums on their holdings, which could then be dumped onto the market, creating downward pressure on the price. Sheikh admits the tokenomics should have come out sooner, an oversight he attributes to the team's workload prior to launch. But as for concerns about the amount allocated to investors, he claims the share is among the lowest for any blockchain in the market today. Sheikh and his co-founder, Avery Ching, previously worked together on Novi, a crypto wallet built to support the Diem stablecoin. They refer to the Aptos network as the layer one for everyone, a reference to the ambition to develop a blockchain that is cheap, scalable, versatile, and easy to use. Whether Aptos is able to meet this objective will have plenty to do with the programming language underpinning its chain, called Move, which was developed from scratch to power the Diem blockchain. The language enables a peak theoretical performance of 160,000 TPS, far higher than the theoretical peaks of both Ethereum and Solana. Publicly, the Aptos team resists the Solana killer designation. But much as Solana was designed to process transactions faster than Ethereum, Aptos promises to outperform Solana. This competition is healthy for a blockchain ecosystem, says David Shuttleworth, senior DeFi economist at Consensus, a development studio set up by Ethereum co-founder Joe Lubin. Advancements in technology should always be pursued at every level, not just blockchain, and should not be limited to one particular ecosystem or protocol, he says. A blockchain doesn't have to succeed to have a positive influence on the overall ecosystem, says Paul Brody, a board member of the Enterprise Ethereum Alliance, a body dedicated to accelerating the adoption of Ethereum in a business context. But the developers already building software on top of Aptos, who Sheikh is relying on to propel its growth, don't think it will fail. The founder of Topaz, one of the first Aptos NFT marketplaces, who goes only by Topaz Nick, says he thought the launch was super smooth. It's pretty obvious to us that Aptos is the future of Web3, he says. It's the highest capacity, most efficient blockchain. Not only that, but the developer experience is already incredible. Another developer, Gabriel Lanfam, whose team has built an Aptos native crypto wallet called Future, says choosing to develop for a new platform was a risk, but one worth taking. If Aptos does become as big as Ethereum, Future is likely to benefit from being one of the first out of the gate. In the worst-case scenario, he says his team will have gained some valuable blockchain development experience. We have a strong faith that blockchain will be the next big bang in technology, similar to the internet during the 2000s or smartphones during the 2010s, says Lanfam. Neither developer says they harbor any concerns about the scalability of the network, nor do they pay much mind to the branding of Aptos as an Ethereum or Solana killer. If all Aptos developers feel the same way, the rocky token airdrop and anger from early adopters won't make a difference in the network's future. If they build it, new community members will come. The Aptos ecosystem has potential, says Lanfam. We have to put our heads down and build. Only good products can last. Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.